I'm praying that Brother Ron would call me last. But it's God has been good to us. He has blessed us with so many blessings. Are you? Yes. Amen. Oh, it seems that God is not blessing you. So, I'm Brother Rick from the Philippines. And I was born in the heart of Manila, a jungle within a jungle. I was born 1970, September 30, and I got born again November 6, 1986, when a missionary came to our place and handed me out tracts. So he handed me tract first. For the first time, second time, third time, and he invited me to church. But I did not know. I did not go to church. On the fourth time that he handed me a tract, God spoke to my heart, and I attended Sunday morning on that day. And that Sunday morning, my pastor was teaching about the book of Revelation, specifically in chapter number 13, where God would, rather, Satan would, you know, put his number, his mark, in the forehead or in the forearm. And I got scared because nobody could buy, eat, you know, without the mark of the beast. And I'm afraid to, you know, get hungry. So I asked my pastor, said, "Sir, can you help me? I'm scared. I don't want these things to happen to me." And he opened the book, God's Word, and he opened to me the book of Romans. He shared to me the Romans Road. And I got saved November 3. On that Sunday morning, November 3, I got saved. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Till then, up to now, I'm serving the Lord. 1994, when I graduated in Bible school, started a church. 2010, I left the church. It has grown already. Young people have been trained. God called me again to another place. So I resigned 2010 and started a new church in one of the nearby provinces where I started a church. So this is my second church now. And young people that got saved, we send them to Bible school and to be trained, and someday God would call them to another place and start a church. So that's basically is our ministry in the Philippines. So you do pray for us that God would continue to save young people like you. Amen. I got saved when I was 16, and my life was not wasted. I'm telling you, my life was not wasted. And so you just pray for us that would God continue to bless the work in the Philippines. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. Acts chapter 13, verse number 1 up to verse number 2. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, and Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Verse number 2 says, "Separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them." You know, while I was in school, I was, you know, thinking, because I studied first in a secular school. I am studying electrical engineering before God called me to a full-time ministry. You know, I was thinking while I was studying in a secular school, someday I would like to be an electrical engineer, an engineer that could build, you know, all the electricals in a building. I am thinking high of myself, and I'm calling myself to that position. I am calling my life in a higher position. But God doesn't want me into that place. Because God called me for the work whereunto I have called by God. There are people that were called by God in different fields. Some of us were called a farmer. Some of us were called by, you know, like Peter, a fisherman. Some of us were called by, you know, different kinds of calling. But you know, when God saved us, God hath already called us to work for Him. God has already called us to work for Him. Look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10. It says here, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." You see? The time that God had saved us, He hath already called us for a work, a specific work. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30, God has already ordained a work for us. Three things about this work that God has called us unto. Number one, God has called us to this work, and I know that this work, this calling, is the highest calling. This is the highest call. You know what? I am more than President Duterte, our president. He serves his nation, but I serve the living God. I am serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am serving the King of Heaven. I am serving my Creator. I am serving the God who makes all things. This is the reason why I surrendered my life to God. Because I saw in the scripture that this calling is the highest calling. If you young people are called a calling by God, if you are, you know, if you feel that God is calling you for a full-time ministry, don't hesitate. Don't, you know, the Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. If God is calling you, go. Because this is a highest calling. You are more than the president. You are higher than the president. Because we are serving the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Secondly, this is not just a high call. This is an honorable work. It is an honorable calling. If God did not call me and put me in the ministry, I can't wear a tie. A suit. You know? But because God called me to this ministry, God placed me into something. A nobody, God puts me into a somebody. Why? Because it is an honorable work. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. If God is calling you, the Bible says, it is a good work. So, young people, don't hesitate. If you feel God is calling you, give your life to God. And it is the best thing. It is the best thing in the world to serve the living God. Don't hesitate. Number three, it is not just a highest and honorable, but an honest call. It is an honest call. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse number 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 21. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We do things honestly because this is an honest call. And when God calls us, God does, you know, He doesn't have any repentance why God called us. It is an honest work. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 12. And I will end with this verse. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So remember, young people, if you feel the calling of God, don't hesitate. Give yourself, give your body to God. And you won't regret it. It is the best thing a person can do for God. Because it is a high calling, it is an honest calling. Don't hesitate. Come forward. Shall we all pray?